So he wanted to be the paternal grandfather. It didn't work out. So he's going to become the maternal grandfather, by which the population gets expanded. So today's verse. He gave $10 in charity to Dharmaraj, that is Yamraj, 13 to Kashyapa. First 12 and then one more. 27 to the moon god, and 2 each to Angira, Krishashva and Bhuta. The other 4 daughters were given to Kashyapa. So then Prabhupada writes, thus Kashyapa received 17 daughters in all. That's a lot. Next verse. Now please hear from me the names of all these daughters and their descendants who filled all the 3 worlds. The 10 daughters given to Yamaraj were named Bhanu, Lamba, Kukud, Yami, Vishwa, Sadhya, Marutvati, Vasu, Sankalpa. Now hear the names of their sons. O king, a son named Deva Rishabha was born from the womb of Bhanu, and from him came a son named Indrasena. From the womb of Lamba came a son named Vidyota, who generated all the clouds. From the womb of Kakud came the son named Shankata, whose son was named Kikata. From Kikata came the demigods named Durga. From Yami came the son named Swarga, whose son was named Nandi. So for us, these names don't make much sense, because like, what's the point? One Prabhu and one Mataji, they had a bunch of kids and all their names, right? But this is the conversation between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. And all these wives and sons, on a universal scale, they're very famous people. They all have certain positions and services. And so when these names come up, for Maharaj Parikshit and those who are very conversant with the way the Devalokas and all that works, they all know, oh, okay, so that's the Prabhuji. Oh, that's their mother and father. Like, sir, we don't recognize any of the names. And that's our misfortune. The sons of Vishwa were the Vishwadevas who had no progeny. From the womb of Sadhya came the Sadhyas, who had a son named Arthasiddhi. So these Sadhyas and Vishwadevas, they're very famous persons. They form some of the demigods in the heavenly realm. In one of the Upanishads, called Taittiriya Upanishad, there are certain mantras or prayers called suktas, right? We hear about Purusha Sukta. That is when the demigods, along with Lord Brahma, went to the milk ocean and they chanted these prayers when Bhumi Devi had implored Lord Brahma, please help me. Then all the demigods chanted Purusha Sukta prayers. So like that, there is Narayana Sukta, Vishnu Sukta, etc. So in the Taittiriya Upanishad, when the Vishnu Sukta and those mantras are chanted, these names also appear. So Vishwadeva, Sadhya, etc. So that's how the connection is. These are famous people. The 2 sons who took birth from the womb of Marutvati were Marutvan and Jayanta. Jayanta, who is an expansion of Lord Vasudeva, is known as Upendra. The demigods named Muhurtikas took birth from the womb of Muhurta. These demigods deliver the results of actions to the living entities of their respective times. So when we get some reactions, it's the Muhurtas. And we use the word Muhurta, right? Brahma Muhurta, particular time, says living entities of the. So we have Muhurta, etc., etc., right? Muhurta is a period of time. And on those times, these demigods or these personalities, they're responsible for dishing out to people. The son of Sankalpa was known as Sankalpa, and from him lust was born. The sons of Vasu were known as the eight Vasus. Just hear their names from me: Drona, Prana, Dhruva, Arka, Agni, Dosha, Vastu, and Vibhavasu. From Abhimati, the wife of the Vasu named Drona, were generated the sons' names Harsha, Shoka, Bhaya. The Vasus are important because Bhishma Deva was born after, or he is the reincarnation of one of the Vasus. These eight Vasus were cursed in a previous life, and seven of them, they had sought forgiveness from the rishi or the sage who had cursed them, except one of them. And the curse was that they will all be born on earth. And they don't want to be born on earth. Like, even during Satyuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapara. This was during Dwapara Yuga. And they had all said, "No, no, please, oh sage, please take back your curse." Seven of them said like that. So the sage said, "All right, you will be born on earth, but you will not live there. You will come back very soon." And one of the Vasus who did not apologize to him, he said, "You will be there for a long time." And that one who had not apologized turned out to be Bhishma Deva. So he was there on earth for a very long time. And the other Vasus, they were born to Mother Ganges. And you know the story, when they were born to King Shantanu, as soon as they were born, she put them all in the Ganges. You know the story? Okay, a little Mahabharata story. King Shantanu was the emperor of the world. And one day he was walking in the forest and he saw Ganga Devi, Ganges. And he was very attracted to her. So he asked her, he proposed to her, "Will you please marry me?" And she said, "Yeah, you're a very powerful..." Huh? That was quick, very quick. And she said, "Yeah, but I have a condition." That's also, we know that. And the condition was, "I will do whatever I like and you cannot ask me anything." So this has been happening for many ages. So it that also continues in parampara, right? So he said, "All right." Because he was so enamored by her beauty that he said, "Whatever she asks, I can deal with it." What will she ask for? Expensive clothes and perfumes, no problem. And so when she became pregnant and first son was born, she took the child to the river and drowned the child in the river. So Shantanu was shocked. "Wow, what kind of mother does something like that?" But he couldn't ask her because there was a condition. And the condition was, "If you ask me, I'm going to leave and go away." Wow, damned if you do and damned if you don't. So then the second one was born, she did the same thing. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. By the time the eight Vasus. So the eighth child, when he was born and she was about to do the same thing, he said, "Wow, enough is enough. What are you doing?" So then Ganges said, "Oh, my dear king, I wish you had not asked me, because I was supposed to be the instrument for delivering these eight children back to the heavenly realm. But now that you've asked me, here's the child, you keep him, I'm leaving. This was the condition that I had made, and true to my word, I have to leave." So King Shantanu was left with this boy, who then turned, who grew up to become Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev then, you know the story, went on to Shantanu found Satyavati again, and he was the instrument in making sure that Shantanu and Satyavati get married, and sons are born, etc., etc., and the whole Mahabharata Kuru dynasty and family moves on. So these are the eight Vasus. And to one of the Vasu, called Drona, he had a wife called Abhimati, from whom his children were born, and their names are Harsha. Harsha means happiness. Shoka, I mean, who would name their child lamentation? But they named their son lamentation, bhaya, fear, where abhaya charanaravinda, but here his son's name is bhaya. So they all have certain roles to play. Yeah? One is in charge of lamentation, other is in charge of fear, etc. Next one. Urjaswati, the wife of Prana, gave birth to 3 sons named Saha, Ayush and Purojava. The wife of Dhruva was known as Dharani, and from her womb various cities took place. From the womb of Vasana, the wife of Arka, came many sons headed by Tarsha, Dhara. The wife of Vasu named Agni gave birth to many sons headed by Dravinaka. From Kritika, another wife of Agni, came the son named Skanda or Kartikeya, whose sons were headed by Vishakha. From the womb of Sarvari, the wife of the Vasu named Dosha, came the son named Shishumara, who was an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kartikeya, who is considered to be the general, is a general for the army of the demigods. He was born from Kritika and Agni. Kritika is one of the constellations of stars. So these all have astronomical and importance as well. There are 27 constellations of stars that each morning they move as the sun and moon rise. And those persons who are Brahmanas and they have to chant Gayatri, or when we're performing certain Vedic rituals, we have to recite a set of mantras called Sankalpa. In Sanskrit, Sankalpa means intention. So before we perform a fire yajna, the Brahmanas recite, what is the intention? Why are we here? We're here because we want to do a marriage ceremony. We want to do a Upanayana ceremony. We want to do our Sandhya Vandana, the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, etc. So before that is done, the time, the place, the constellations of stars, they're all recounted so that it's very precise when, where, etc. this particular event is being performed. So there are 27 such constellations by which astronomically you can calculate the time and place. Like we hear, when the Lord appeared, whether Lord Krishna or Lord Rama or any incarnation appears, they say that all the stars were aligned perfectly. Right? We hear this. And sometimes when things don't work for us, we are told, today the stars are not aligned for you. And according to the alignment of stars, person's karmic reactions are manifest. That's why they do horoscope. Oh, when this person was born, the sun was in this position, the moon was in that position, Jupiter was here, Mars was here, moon was there, etc. And therefore this person's mentality will be like this, this person's bodily features will be like that, they may be afflicted by such and such disease, whole thing. So Kritika is one of those constellations. Next verse. From Angirasi, the wife of the Vasu named Vastu, was born the great architect Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma became the husband of Akriti, from whom the Manu named Chakshusha was born. The sons of Manu were known as Vishwadevas and Sadhyas. So right now, it's the time of which Manu? Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu. And prior to Vaivasvata Manu was Chakshusha Manu. Chakshusha Manu is yet to come. Right? In the 8th canto, isn't that? Oh, that's Raivata Manu. Sorry. So Chakshusha Manu happened. Usha, the wife of Vibhavasu, gave birth to 3 sons, Vyushta, Rochisha, and Atapa. From Atapa came Panchayama, the span of day, who awakens all living entities to material activities. This word Panchayama, in Bhagavad Gita we hear the word Yama. Do you know where? When 6 also, I think, but definitely in chapter 17, when Krishna is describing foods in the mode of ignorance, and he says foods that are cooked and eaten 3 hours after they are cooked. So the period of time of 3 hours in a day is called Yama. So Panchayama means 5 times 3, the 15 hours of daytime. So his name is called the span of day, who awakens all living entities to material activities. Next, Sarupa, the wife of Bhuta, gave birth to 10 million Rudras. Of whom the 11 principal Rudras were Raivata, Aja, Bhava, Bhima, Vama, Ugra, Vrishakapi, Ajaykapat, Ahirbardhana, Bahurupa, and Mahan. Their associates, the ghosts and goblins, who are very fearful, were born of the other wife of Bhuta. Who are the Rudras? Who are the Rudras? The expansions of Lord Shiva. So when we say Lord Shiva is called Rudra, there are 11 such principal ones, and the rest of 10 million minus 11. So purport. Why are the Rudras required? Because they have to manifest anger in the world. Somehow they're all active during Kali Yuga. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Bhuta had two wives. One of them, Sarupa, gave birth to the 11 Rudras. And the other wife gave birth to the associates of Rudras, known as the ghosts and hobgoblins. Next one. The Prajapati Angira had two wives named Swadha and Sati. The wife named Swadha accepted all the Pitas as her sons, and Sati accepted the Atharvangarisa Veda as her son. All the Pitas, they're all the progenitors, the forefathers. There is a Pitraloka, where all the supposed originators of lineages, you know, like we say in Sanskrit, Gotra. Gotra means that particular lineage that has a name and is a progenitor. And all these Pitas, they were born to Swadha. Krishashva, that's the name of the third line. Krishashva had two wives named Archis and Dhishana. In the wife named Archis, he begot Dhumaketu, and in Dhishana, he begot 4 sons named Vedashira, Devala, Vayuna, and Manu. So we know 2 of these names. Devala. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is describing to Krishna, said, "Oh, you're so amazing." After he saw the Vishwarupa, the universal form, he said, "Yes, yes. Asita, Devala, Vyasa, and Narada have also said the same. And now I'm also confirming you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So Devala is a very great sage. Vedashira, you know the story of Vedashira? He had a friend called Ashvashira. Yeah, Vedashira was later cursed and he became Kaliya. Those 2 sages were meditating. One sage was meditating in one place, and another sage came. Vedashira was meditating, and I think Ashvashira came. And he said, "You're meditating on this big, massive mountain. May I also take one little space?" He said, "No, no, no. This mountain belongs to me. I don't want company. I don't want anyone." It's too much of a disturbance. So Ashwasira said, it's a very big mountain, Prabhuji. We want a little space. No. So then he got very upset. And he cursed him. You're so envious. May you be born as a snake. And that's how Kaliya was born. So this is Vedashira there. Next, Kashyapa. Fourth line. Kashyapa, who's also named Tarksha, had four wives. Vinata, another name for her was Suparna, Kadru, Patangi, and Yamini. Patangi gave birth to many kinds of birds. And Yamini gave birth to locusts. Vinata gave birth to Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, and to Anuru or Aruna, the chariot driver of the sun god. Kadru gave birth to different varieties of serpents. Kaliya was also born there to Kadru later. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharatas, the constellations named Kritika that we just heard about were all wives of the moon god. However, because Prajapati Daksha had cursed him to suffer from a disease causing gradual destruction, the moon god could not beget children in any of his wives. Purport. Because the moon god was very much attached to Rohini, he neglected all his other wives. Therefore, seeing the bereavement of these daughters, Prajapati Daksha became angry and cursed him. This is family matter. We don't get involved. Next one. Thereafter, the king of the moon pacified Prajapati Daksha with courteous words and thus regained the portions of light he had lost during his decease. Nevertheless, he could not beget children. The moon loses his shining power during the dark fortnight, and in the bright fortnight, it is manifest again. So we see phases of the moon. So now our modern scientists explain that the sun, moon, and earth, they align in a particular way by which the light of the sun only illuminates part of the moon, and that's why we see phases of the moon. And here we see that the moon has gradual darkening, and again, if we call it the waxing and waning, is because of Daksha's curse. Don't ask me to explain. O King Parikshit, now please hear from me the names of Kashyapa's wives from whose wombs the population of the entire universe has come. They are the mothers of almost all the population of the entire universe, and their names are very auspicious to hear. They are Aditi, Diti, Danu, Kashta, Arishta, Surasa, Ila, Muni, Krodhavasa, Tamra, Surabhi, Sarama, and Timi. From the womb of Timi, all the aquatics took birth. And from the womb of Sarama, the ferocious animals like the tigers and lions took birth. My dear King Parikshit, from the womb of Surabhi, the buffalo, cow and other animals with cloven hooves took birth. From the womb of Tamara, the eagles, vultures, and other large birds of prey took birth. And from the womb of Muni, the angels took birth. The sons born of Krodhavasha were the serpents known as Dandashuka, as well as other serpents and the mosquitoes. All the various creepers and trees were born from the womb of Ila. The Rakshasas, bad spirits, were born from the womb of Surasa. Surasa? Do you know where we heard of Surasa? In the Ramayana? Okay. In the Ramayana, Hanuman has the service of flying across the ocean to Lanka because he is in search of Sita Devi. So when he flies, He has three obstacles. He meets three persons along the way. First, he meets the mountain called Mainaka. And then there is a little exchange between the two. Then he meets this demoness called Surasa. Then he meets the demoness called Simhika. And then when he lands in Lanka, the demoness who guards Lanka, her name is Lankini. So Surasa is one of those who tries to capture Hanuman. When this is the one from whom Hanuman went into her mouth and tore open her stomach and got out and continued flying. It's a very exciting pastime. Why Surasa comes in the first place and she wants to capture Hanuman, etc. So, the interest of time. But that's the reference. Surasa shows up in Ramayana time. I'm sure there's more history to it, but that's all we know. Next one. The Gandharvas, we know these people, they sing very well, were born from the womb of Arishta, and animals whose hooves are not split, such as the horse, were born from the womb of Kashta. O king, from the womb of Danu came 61 sons, of whom these 18 were very important. The very important. Dvimurdha, Shambara, Arishta, Hayagriva, Vibhavasu, Ayomukha, Shankushira, Swarvanu, Kapila, Aruna, Puloma, Vrishaparva, Eka Chakra, Anutapana, Dhumrakesha, Virupaksha, Viprachitti, and Durjaya. Viprachitti we've heard somewhere. She comes later in the 9th canto. When one of the king, he gets attracted to Viprachitti. I forget the specifics of the pastime right now, but this name comes back again. The daughter of Swarbhanu named Suprabha was married by Namuchi. You know Namuchi? One of the demons. His name is Namuchi. Namuchi is that person who had meditated in a way that he had kept a needle. On the needle he had placed a mustard seed, and he stood on his big toe on that mustard seed with his hands raised, and he had meditated for a very long time. And it was that if he had something was wrong in the meditation, then naturally the needle would poke right through his big toe. But he meditated like that with such severe austerity because he wanted some very harsh material desires that he was pursuing. And he is one of the demons who joined later when we hear Bali Maharaj's pastime. And when Bali Maharaj attacked Indra, Namuchi is one of the warriors in Bali Maharaj's army. Namuchi. The daughter of Vrishaparva named Sarmishtha was given to the powerful king Yayati, the son of Nahusha. So this Sarmishtha, her story will again come back in the 9th canto when we are talking of King Yayati. King Yayati was cursed, right, by Shukracharya. Because King Yayati is also married to Devayani. Devayani is the daughter of Shukracharya. But he also likes Sharmishta. And these two are friends. And then because both girls like the same guy, they have a fight between the two. And that's how this, it has some relation to do with the Mahabharata story. But Sharmishta will come back again. Okay, next one. Vaishvanara, the son of Danu, had four beautiful daughters named Upadanavi, Hayashira, Puloma, and Kalaka. Hiranyaksha married Upadanavi. And Kratu married Hayashira. Thereafter, at the request of Lord Brahma, Prajapati Kashyapa married Puloma and Kalaka, the other two daughters of Vaishvanara. From the wombs of these two wives of Kashyapa came 60,000 sons headed by Naivatakavacha, who were known as the Paulomas and the Kalakeyas. They were physically very strong and expert in fighting, and their aim was to disturb the sacrifices performed by the great sages. My dear king, when your grandfather Arjuna went to the heavenly planets, he alone killed all these demons, and thus King Indra became extremely affectionate towards him. In his wife Simhika, Viprachitti begot 101 sons, of whom the eldest is Rahu, and the others are the 100 Ketus. All of them attained positions in the influential planets. Rahu, you know the story of Rahu? When the demons and the demigods, they get together to churn the milk ocean, right? When they're churning the milk ocean, this pastime is coming up in the 8th canto. 14 different things come out from that churning, including a universal poison, Lakshmi Devi, the elephant Airavata, a particular horse, the sacred herbs, and also Dhanavantri with the pot of nectar. And when the demons and demigods, they cooperated to get this nectar, then they fight with each other. The demons actually snatch the pot away from Dhanavantri, and they're about to consume all of that nectar to become immortal. But the whole idea of churning the ocean in cooperation was to give the nectar to the demigods. This was Lord Vishnu's plan. But since the demons took the pot away, Lord Vishnu appears as, what's that name? Mohini Devi. Mohini means bewildering lady. Mohini. So she appears and she speaks very, very nicely to the demons. And while she is looking at them with sidelong glances and smiling and moving her body in a very attractive way, she starts pouring all the nectar to the demigods very quickly. And they're so enamored by her charming looks that they're not realizing what's going on. Except Rahu. Rahu, instead of sitting in the line of the demons, he sat in the line of the demigods. And he got his pot of nectar, little cup, and he quickly drank it. And before the nectar would come down to his body and nourish him, Mohini Murti let his Sudarshan Chakra cut off his head so that the nectar won't go down. So it described that Rahu only has a head, not the rest of the body. That head became, as we say, immortal, or lived for a very, very long time. So this Rahu has got something to do with the moon having its phases. That's how the curse came, that the Rahu guy will eat away the moon. This is how they explain. But it's very interesting. So, Rahu and Ketu. Now please hear me as I describe the descendants of Aditi. They are called the Adityas, in chronological order. In this dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana descended in his plenary expansion. The names of the sons of Aditi are as follows. Vivaswan. We hear Vivaswan, right? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Vivaswan, the sun god. Aryama, Pusha, Tvashta, Savita, Bhaga, Dhata, Vidhata, Varuna, Mitra, Shatru, and Urukrama. Urukrama is the name of Lord Vamanadev. Urukrama means one who has big steps. Remember, he took only 3 big steps and covered the entire universe. Actually, in 2 he covered the entire universe. So, Urukrama. Next, Samgya the wife of Vivaswan, the sun god, gave birth to Manu named Shraddhadeva. And the same fortunate wife also gave birth to the twins Yamaraj and river Yamuna. Then Yami, while wandering on the earth in the form of a mare, gave birth to the Ashwini Kumaras. Why she was like that, I don't know. Chaya. You know this Manu called Shraddhadeva? In the previous day of Brahma, not this day, but the previous day of Brahma, Shraddhadeva is the same person who is born again. Born again? Who Shraddhadeva was the Manu to whom the Lord appeared as Matsya Avatara. We call him the King Satyabrata. But it is Shraddhadeva who becomes Satyabrata. And then the Matsya Avatara pastime happens. Chaya, another wife of the sun god, begot two sons named Shaneshchara and Savarani Manu, and one daughter Tapati, who married Samvarana. Shaneshchara? Shaneshchara is the planet of Saturn, Shani. And he has a dark influence on most people. Whenever things go wrong, most people blame Shani, Saturn. Only for some persons, Saturn actually helps. For most others, it's a little debilitating. And we know Savarani Manu. He's one of the 14 Manus who appears in the day of Lord Brahma. From the womb of Matrika, the wife of Aryama, were born many learned scholars. Among them, Lord Brahma created the human species, which are endowed with an aptitude for self-examination. Pusha had no sons. When Lord Shiva was angry at Daksha, Pusha had laughed at Lord Shiva and shown his teeth. You know that pastime, right? Therefore, he lost his teeth and had to live by eating only ground flour. When the cursing and counter-cursing was going on, you were talking about it. Yeah. The cursing and counter-cursing was going on between Bhrigu Muni and his followers and Nandishwara and Lord Shiva's followers. During that time when Daksha had insulted Lord Shiva, Pusha, this Prabhuji, had laughed at Lord Shiva. Ha ha ha. So he had shown his teeth while he was laughing. So Nandishwara and they got so upset that they punched his teeth out. So he has no teeth. So he cannot chew anything. So he has to eat all food that is pasty. Rachana, the daughter of the Daityas, became the wife of Prajapati Tvashta. By his seminar, he begot in her womb two very powerful sons named Sannivesha and Vishwarupa. The story is coming up, where Tvashta and Vishwarupa, Lord Indra does a little number on them and cuts off the head of Vishwarupa, because while he was reciting mantras, he was also helping his other cousins, who were the sons of Diti, and Indra did not like it, and so he angrily cut off. That's coming up. Indra cut off the head of Vishwarupa. So Tvashta became very upset. My father became very angry. And he performed a fire sacrifice to create a demon that will kill Indra. But he pronounced one syllable wrong. And so there was created someone that would, who instead of saying, yeah, the one who would defeat Indra became defeated by Indra or something. That is the pastime of the famous demon called Vritrasura. Very good. Chitraketu became Vritrasura. Although Vishwarupa was the son of the daughter of their eternal enemies, the demons, the demigods accepted him as their priest in accordance with the order of Brahma when they were abandoned by their spiritual master Brihaspati, whom they had disrespected. So demigods, primarily means Indra, He disrespected Brihaspati. He disrespected the spiritual master. So Brihaspati left and was not to be seen anywhere. And they had to conduct a particular fire sacrifice. So Lord Brahma said, ask Vishwarup, he will help you. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 6th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Progeny of the Daughters of Daksha. So tomorrow's chapter, Indra offends his spiritual master, Brihaspati. What? This we read in the beginning of the chapter. I don't know. Yesterday did not read? No. I just did the whole thing. I just did. More than synopsis, I just did. I'm not. Please refer to chapter 6. Well, thank you. Okay. I'm not even clear whether I should say any questions, because I don't know any questions. This custom. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Blank?
Yeah.
Prabhupada didn't write any report.
Yeah, it's only like two. They're all just like reading.